to the Dorabeck Insider on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. It's 20 past the hour. We were talking about the news that Peter Orszag is going to step down as the director of the Office of Management and Budget. He, of course, being the guy who essentially the person who has the most influence over what the work that you do. And we asked Gary Bass, the executive director of OMB Watch, to reflect a little bit. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think Orszag's had a very successful run as the director, the budget director. He has been at a time running the organization, the agency, at a time where there's been significant both crises as well as opportunity. He's well known for having played a key role in the president's stimulus package. He's well known for his role in the push to get health care reform. Maybe what he is less well known for is encouraging OMB to have agencies change the way government operates. Much greater emphasis on how to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse, how to increase government efficiencies, and how to maximize use of technologies to strengthen both government operations as well as to promote government transparency.
And yet at the same time, a lot of what he laid the groundwork for with a lot of the people that he has worked with would tend to lean in the direction of making the government more efficient, and therefore that being another path, shall we say, on the road to combating waste, fraud, and abuse in many ways.
Very much so. And in fact, one of, I think, the less seen, it's probably one of Washington's best kept secrets, which is that he has changed much of the way government operates. A great example is the use of the information technology dashboard, the IT dashboard, that resulted in saving more than $50 million out of the Veterans Administration's technology activities. Those aren't seen; those aren't major headlines. Yet he has consistently encouraged OMB staff to work in that direction.
It also occurred to me the other day, Gary, that we moved from the Bush administration, where you had the red light, green light, yellow light, periodic measures of agency performance as analyzed through self-reported data, to this sort of new this new rigor that they have for dashboards.
Well, that's right, Max. You know, when Orszag was confirmed in his testimony before the Senate, he talked about how that kind of scoring system has to be rethought, and that the red light, green light, yellow light approach is not provide enough information or relevant information. And he went about doing that in a very careful way to try and develop the right kinds of measures, or is still developing, by the way, but to begin the process of coming up with the right kinds of measures to better talk about how government is performing. You know, I also think he doesn't get much credit for the excellent work the administration has done to kind of change the culture of secrecy in government to try to begin promoting more access. Now, that openness has not gone as well when it comes to national security information, but has gone extremely well when it comes to many of the domestic activities that have been going on. He is the head of the effort to get the agencies to do work under the Open Government Directive, which came out with open government reports more recently, within the last month or so. He also has encouraged his lieutenants to tackle in a very sustained way improvements. One other area where he deserves credit is a whole effort to change the contracting process. The president promised to reduce the emphasis on contracting out. It was left to Orszag to begin implementing that, and along with his lieutenants. They have already put out materials on what is inherently governmental, and really moved forward in a lot of work under his tenure.
He and the folks at OMB were generally involved in things that don't always get a lot of public scrutiny simply because of what they are. They're more the nuts and bolts of how the government works.
Peter Orszag gets plenty of attention. He's a high-profile budget director, both socially and in terms of policy. And he certainly was held out in a very prominent role with regard to the stimulus. The kinds of things I was listing are the building blocks of making a government more efficient and more effective. They aren't headline news, and they are not the kinds of things for weekend talk shows. But they are the very essence of making our government work.
Gary Bass, he's director of OMB Watch. As we were saying, Max, this is a job that has a lot of impact on the work that feds actually do.
And actually a very difficult job, too, because most OMB directors, Chris, tend to have a shelf life, and I don't mean to bemean the people who have held this job, but it's very tough. Usually OMB directors last between 2 to 4 years in many cases, and then after that they move on. And but you know, increasingly this has become a job that can be very, very demanding, especially around that time that the federal government or administrations are putting together their budgets for the
time-consuming process.
Yes, very, very, very time-consuming. Also, a lot of hand-holding for the administration going to Capitol Hill.